This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Story here from CNN, a big week ahead for the Menendez brothers. After more than 30 years behind bars, a California parole board is reviewing their case
finally
this week. The brothers were convicted of murdering their parents in 1989, sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. That, of course, has been overturned, and they are now eligible for parole. And they will go before the parole board this week.
Is anyone saying which way they think they'll lean? Or, I mean, are they like court watchers who observe who's on these boards?
It doesn't say. It just says the parole board may rule in their favor. But California's governor has the authority to reverse any decision made.
Okay.
So,
which politically he's not going to do.
Set them free. No, I'm not going to do that. Or keep them in prison. No, we're going to let them go.
You know the governor's like, can't you just wait this out until I'm no longer in office? I don't want to be in the middle
of
it.
Until I run for president.
Does that new DA get a chance to speak at the parole meeting? If so, I doubt they're getting out.
As the new DA, I don't think so, Sam. Wouldn't you call the original district attorney that handled the case?
From 1989? Is that person even still alive?
I don't know.
Well, you remember he had that 45-minute lecture about how horrible people they are.
I don't know.
He does not like them.
I know. Okay, so we got a whopper. I don't know what to tell you guys. A 78-year-old grandfather has been arrested and booked into the Saline County Jail on a charge of obstructing apprehension or prosecution.
What?
Now, we don't know which one, if and or both, obstructing apprehension or prosecution. He is 78-year-old Dennis Katzenmeier. He is the grandfather of a 32-year-old woman named Kayla, who is accused of killing a 55-year-old woman August 8th in a crash and fleeing the scene. She was arrested 3 hours later. The granddaughter is charged with second-degree murder, aggravated battery, failure to report an accident, reckless driving, improper driving, and operating a car without a required interlock device. Why, do you ask? She's not facing a DUI charge in this crash, but she had, I believe, two prior. She had two prior DUI convictions and was on probation at the time of this crash, which, again, killed a woman, and both convictions of the DUI crimes were in 2024. So not like 20 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, the two DUIs are very recent.
And so then she would not be allowed to legally drive a car, period.
Or if she is driving one, it has to have an interlock. Like, I don't know how that worked, but she's charged with six or seven different violations, right? Okay. Including second-degree murder.
Very serious.
So her grandfather, 78-year-old Dennis Katzenmeier. Again, he has been arrested and booked on charges of obstructing apprehension or prosecution. And I said this to Scott during the break. He either hid her out for the few hours that police were looking for her,
so she could sober up, allegedly.
Or he did something and helped her with the car.
Or both.
Or both. And, you know, I would almost bet that this is a 78-year-old man who has a completely clean history with respect to the law. And now here we are. You've got a granddaughter who has killed a woman, and she calls you distraught in a panic and says, I don't know, something just happened, and now he's charged.
Now, would he have to know? If she came home and said, Grandpa, I hit a deer.
Okay.
Can you clean the car up for me?
Does this not remind you a little bit of Gabby Petito, where they're like, well, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know where she was. So we just thought they got in a fight. And you're like, okay, that doesn't pass the smell test.
This isn't willful blindness. This is...
If you truly didn't know, I don't think you could be charged.
I don't think so either. I mean, I wouldn't say people get blood on their car every single day, but the idea of getting blood on your car happens, especially on narrow country highways, quite often.
So you're saying maybe she said to him, I hit a deer. Now, keep in mind, he's going to know she has two prior DUI arrests. So then at that point, like, put this like the average man standard. What would the average man think when you have a granddaughter who has two prior DUI arrests, which means she's probably done it 10 times and only got caught twice, and she comes to you in a panic that I need help?
How many times did you say she's probably done it?
She's got two DUI arrests, probably done it 10.
Oh.
20, I don't know.
Much more than that.
Every day, yeah.
You know, he's going to know if he's involved enough in her life that she made a call to him after something like this happens. He's going to be involved enough in her life to know her history.
So the police are alleging that, or at least the DA is alleging, that he obstructed prosecution. So he is hiding her out.
Or the evidence is what that says to me.
So, and I'm just reading the tea leaves here. I have no idea. And everything I'm about to say is alleged. My guess is that she went to Grandpa. This is just my guess. And said, I just got in some really big trouble and I'm drunk. I need you to protect me until I sober up.
Even if she came to the house.
That is all alleged.
Scott, even if an offender came to the house and you threw away, let's say, and let's not make it about this case, about any case. If a relative comes to your house and says, I'm in trouble, and you throw away the beer that was in the back seat, is that not technically obstruction?
Of course it is. Or tampering with evidence.
Yes.
Without question.
78 years old, and I've seen the mugshot. He looks like Wilford Brimley.
And let me ask you this. What would you have done?
You would not hide evidence.
I would not.
You would call them a lawyer, is what you would do.
Right
away. And say, look, I love you, but for your protection and mine,
we're getting you a really, really good lawyer.
We are calling an attorney to say, what do we do here? Mm-hmm. Now, she says, I just want to sleep. I'm so tired. I just need a couple of hours to lay down.
Why is the car all banged up? Why is there blood on the hood? And why do you smell like alcohol? Allegedly. And
why are you driving in the first place?
Yeah.
Typically, when you get two that quickly together, you don't exactly keep the old DL.
I can't decide if I feel pity for him to be asked to be placed in some situation where you did something you probably know you shouldn't have done.
I feel pity for him that she may have allegedly put him in that position.
Yeah.
I do not feel pity for him if he went along with it. I wish, you know, God forbid, you know, you and I ever have to go through something like this, where our kids have done something, one of our kids has done something really bad. But I'm with you, Dan, and we've talked about this before. If one of the girls comes to me and says, Dad, I'm in a real pickle, and I messed up. I am literally reaching for my phone to call the best attorney I know. That's not to say they need to get off scot-free, but they need to be defended.
So she wasn't arrested until 3 hours after the crash.
Right.
He wasn't arrested until a week later. So they did not think in the beginning that he did anything wrong. This, if I had to guess, has to do with something in her testimony, mm-hmm. or they pulled her phone records.
There it is. Yeah.
And now they know that she sent him a text message that I just hit, maybe, I don't know, hypothetical. Yep. I just hit somebody, I'm coming over.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.